Okay, it's getting late. We're going to skip to Kinnah Chaf Aleph, the most famous of the kinnahs, Arzei Halavanayin. As you all know, Arzei Halavanayin talks about the Asara Harugei Malchus, the 10 great leaders of Klal Yisrael that were destroyed, that were killed by the Romans over a period of about 100 years. One generation and the next generation. And this kinnah talks about them, most of them individually. It doesn't list all 10, but it lists most of them. Darzeh Avonayin Adirei HaTaira, Balei Treisim B'Mishnah V'Gemara. They were warriors in Mishnah and Gemara, Gibayrei Kayach Amalea B'Tahara, Damam Nishbach V'Narsa Givura. An understanding of this is to understand that it's not about 10 people. It's not even about 10 tzaddikim. It's the kinnah of Tisha B'Av is about the loss of the hanhaga of Klal Yisrael by the Gedolei HaTorah. When the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they allowed the Sanhedrin to continue because they were not interested in destroying the Jewish people. They were interested in destroying, in taking over Eretz Yisrael, and destroying any possible possibilities of revolt, of revolution, against their rule. And as such, wherever they went, they tried to destroy the sense of community, the sense of nationhood of the peoples in the countries they went to. And they tried, and that's Edom, that's Rome, that's Christianity. Wherever they go, they try to convert people to be Romans like them, to be Christians like them. That's the midah of Edom. Edom is a power that believes in something and wants to compel everybody else to follow in their belief. Even today, the obsession that the Western countries have with democracy, the desire to foster democracy on all the nations of the world, is a continuation of that midah. Of Edom, democracy is the most benevolent of all the types of malchus that we've experienced in our galus. But the midah of Edom is that midah. When they came to Eretz Yisrael and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to destroy the nationhood of Klal Yisrael, the peoplehood of Klal Yisrael, to make it this one melting pot of Roman culture. And it took two generations until Churban Beit for them to realize that what keeps Klal Yisrael together is not a melech. What keeps Klal Yisrael together is not even the Beis HaMikdash. But it's the Gedolei Torah, the Manhigei HaKol, those who lead Klal Yisrael. And over time, the realization was such that if they were not going to destroy those who follow the Das Yisrael, the faith of Klal Yisrael, they wouldn't succeed. And that's why in later generations they make gezeiros against Shabbos, against Bris Milah, against different, against Bimakil Kehilos Barabim, against studying Torah Barabim. This all came from that. And so the kinnah on the Arzei Halavanayin, which we say today, which we say in Yom Kippur, of course in a different capital, but also we talk about the Arzei Halavanayin, and it refers specifically to a number of them, and I'll review with you. I'm sure over the years you've been exposed to the stories of the Arzei Halavanayin. Nevertheless, let's just read a few of the lines to review. The first two that I mention are the death of Rav Shimon and Rav Yishmael Kayan Gadol. This is the Rabbi Shimon Aner, the two Rav Shimon Gamliels. This is called Rabbi Shimon Anerag, the first Rav Shimon Gamliel. He and Rabbi Shmuel were taken together, and Yadu Gairal Mirishay Lacherev Berura. They threw a Gairal who would be killed first. The full Gairal are Rabbi Shimon Pasha Tzavari Ubacha Kenigzar Gezeira. Rabbi Shimon Chazar Hegmei Laharge Benefesh Natsura. And as Rabbi Shimon was going to be killed, Mizera Aroin. This refers specifically to the Kohen Gadol of that time. Yishmael Rabbi Shmuel Shah Bebakash Lifkais Aben Agvira. He has her permission to weep, not a Raisha in the Sunday Akuvaisa Minaira Tahira. He took Rav Shimon's head, now dead head in his hands, and he wept on him, putting face to face in great love. That's the death of Reb Shimon and the weeping of Yishmael Kayan Gadol. As you know, Yishmael Kayan Gadol was killed with a Misa Mishuna. The beauty of Reb Yishmael Kayan Gadol was not lost on the daughter of the Roman Emperor, and she asked that he be spared. And rather than be spared, he had his beauty, the skin of his face, peeled from him alive. And he was killed with such a torturous death. Rasha ha-poshet, eisei gil ha-makayim tefillin, mitzvah zbara. When the blade came to the place of the tefillin, the mitzvah tefillin, tzak, tzakav, and his daza, oilam, ve-eretz, ispeirara. He let forth a cry. It seemed that the whole Bria, the whole universe shook. Meyachor Hivius Rabbi Kiva, mentions Rabbi Kiva, Eika Harim Etechlam Zuba Zuba Svara, great Rabbi Kiva who revealed Torah Shabbat Pet to Klal Yisrael as no one else. Besarku es Besarei B'masrik Shabazra L'Ishtabra, he too was killed a torturous death. Yatzasad Nishmasei Be'echad U'baskel Omra Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva, Gufach Tahar Mikalmine Tahara. Then Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Maisa Nefesh. He was the great teacher in Klal Yisrael. He was Maisa Nefesh to continue the smicha which the Romans decreed should not be conferred, a straight smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish Le'ish. And the Romans decreed that it not be continued. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, in his older age, took five of his extraordinary Talmidim, including Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, and gave them smicha. And the Romans had made a takana that wherever smicha was given, the city would be totally destroyed. So he went out into the mountains where there was no city, and gave them smicha, and the Romans came upon them. Rabbi Ben Bava was too old to run. And he told his five Talmidim that they should run. And he stayed behind, and he was killed at the age of 70. Ben Bava Rabbi Yehuda Achrav Eviu B'Shiver and Leiva Asara Nerag Ben Shivim Shana B'Dei Arura. Then it brings the story of Rav Chanina Ben Tradyain, which is the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, who was wrapped in a Sefer Torah and burned together with the Sefer Torah. It's interesting, it mentions that they put Svugin Shal Tzemer, they put wet wool on his chest, so he should suffer before he dies. Fugin shel tzemer yinichu al libo shlo yomos mehera. It doesn't bring the end of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah relates how one of the Roman executioners was moved by what he saw, was moved to understand Amitos HaTorah. He was moved by Reb Chanina ben Tradyain. And he offered in exchange for removing these wet semer from his chest so that he not be to suffer the torturous death. Rav Chanina ben Tradyain promised him a chelik in Olam Haba, and he too died in the same fire. That brings the story of Rabbi Shavav HaSefer, who was also killed in a very public way, and his flesh thrown to dogs in a public way. Rabbi Chutzpis, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and so on. Kahena v'kahena, isilfu b'nei av lo alanis b'ga'ora, b'skila sreifa herik v'chenek miyucha l'shara. So you mentioned the pain of the loss of G'day Le'Taira. Not only the loss of G'day Le'Taira, but it gives us a vision of the struggle. It's a struggle of the Am HaTaira against the Umas HaElam, against Rome. A struggle which continues till today. The appreciation of Manhige Adar. That's why this kinna, which again is different than the other kinnas, very specific, refers and gives us the pause to feel the pain, the tsar of the loss of these great Arzei Halavanai. Arzei Halavanai!